This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Lou Cassidy. Class, Lou Cassidy is an electrical and electronic engineer. And he's been to the farm, he's been to the expos, he's a dear friend of Dr. Norman Shuley and Dr. Sergey Sorin. And we're going to talk about electronics today. We're going to talk about some of the things that we learned, might have happened, things that we've done ourselves, experimentation that we've done over the years, and what's happened. Welcome, Lou Cassidy.
Good morning, Vincent.
So, Lou... I'm going to try to be careful how I do this. Lou, I used to love going to the mailbox when I was growing up back in the 1950s and the 1960s, and every month there'd be a new issue. And those issues that I just loved had the names Electronics Illustrated, Popular Science, Popular Electronics, and Mechanics Illustrated. I just love them. And where are they? What happened? Those were magazines that helped us do really cool things back then. You could learn how circuits worked. You could learn about electricity at a fundamental level and then build on it from there. Did you have that same kind of experience?
Oh, yeah. Popular Electronics and Electronics Illustrated were my big two, and I learned everything I know from this.
So are you saying that a person who was really interested could have given himself a degree in electrical engineering by starting with Popular Electronics, Electronics Illustrated, building these circuits, experimentation, learning, measuring, you know, voltage, amps, milliamps, millivolts, those kinds of things?
That's correct, yeah. I virtually gave myself a degree through Popular Electronics, Electronics Illustrated, back in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. We started off with vacuum tube circuits, and, you know, you had to have the B-plus, the high voltage supply, and you know, he got shocked quite a few times playing with that stuff. And then we went to transistors, and it was nice low-voltage stuff that didn't bite, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember making a vacuum tube amplifier because I wanted to. I was interested in high-fidelity sound reproduction. And so I built a vacuum tube amplifier, nice, mellow sound. I built a speaker enclosure. I experimented with tuned port cabinets, ducted port cabinets, periodic designs, and you know, bigger boxes, smaller boxes. What impact that had on the and what I perceived as the quality of the sound reproduction. So yeah, I got my start with vacuum tubes as well, and quickly it moved. That was the turning point away from vacuum tubes toward solid state, which would be transistors. So what was the main advantage of transistors over vacuum tubes, Lou Cassidy?
Well, the main advantage was the working on the lower voltages. You didn't have to have a big hairy power supply. The transistors were a lot easier to work with. They were smaller. They didn't generate a bunch of heat, use a bunch of power. It was all much lower powered type of equipment made with transistors.
And then the next thing that happened was, well, there was a commercial. Let's start with this. And it was for Zenith televisions. And these were black and white and color televisions back in the 1960s. And they would say the quality goes in before the name goes on. And they would show these hand-wired televisions. And they would show the circuitry. And the connections were made with pieces of wire that had insulation on them, and they were stripped, and they were soldered from point to point to point. The capacitors, the resistors, the tube sockets, the transformers, all these leads were soldered in place, and it was like an army of assemblers that soldered all these connections. But then there was a revolution that took place, and that was the printed circuit board, right?
Oh, yeah. And the Japanese became very proficient at that very quickly. They would have these transistor radios with, a circuit board. And we call it Jap loading, is when you take a resistor or other components and load them vertically instead of horizontally on a board. And these transistor radios were just loaded with all these components on a little bitty circuit board. And most of those in that day were single-sided boards. I mean, you don't see that anymore. Now they're all double-sided or four-layer circuit boards. And back in the days of the TV and the vacuum tubes, they did. They went through a big, long assembly line, and one lady would solder on a piece of wire, you know, this long, and another one, a piece of wire a little longer on the terminal strips and on the lugs on the vacuum tube bases. And that was a monster doing that. And then they went to the printed circuit boards, and they hand-loaded those. And, of course, they've evolved now to where they have pick-and-place machines parts surface mount, SMD, surface mount technology, comes on these big reels, 4,000 or 5,000 components on a reel. And these reels are loaded onto pick-and-place machines. And those machines are all computer CNC-type machines that move the board horizontally, vertically. The pick-and-place machine has a little tiny, tiny suction cup that grabs a component, orients it correctly, sticks it on the board that's already had a solder paste put on there. And, it's amazing to watch it. It's just ching, 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 back and forth and round and putting all these components on the board. And then they go through a reflow oven that takes the components and heats everything up to the melting point of the solder, and the components, if you watch them, they kind of center themselves on there, solder themselves onto the board. When it comes out of the reflow oven, it goes into another station that is an optical inspection machine that looks at every solder joint, every connection on there. Coming from the wiring TVs on an aluminum chassis with tubes to this, I mean, this is just a whole new world. This is, it's eons beyond what we're doing back in the 50s. You remember all that stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when we were building satellite communications equipment in California back in 1980, our prototypes were all hand soldered. We would hand etch each one of our circuit boards. And we would experiment with what we thought was the best design, and ultimately, then we would have that design mass-produced. And the term that we used, and maybe it's not the right term, but once the components were placed on that circuit board for us, they would then go through a wave soldering machine. So this was a machine that had molten solder in it. There would be an application of flux to clean the board and the component leads. And then the board would be moved over this wave of solder, molten solder. The solder would attach to the board and the device leads,
yeah.
And that's how it was soldered. So you're talking about that kind of a machine, right?
The pick-and-place machines are completely different, but the wave soldering machines were for the through-hole components,
right?
Through-hole technology where the resistor leads, the capacitors, transistors, all stuck mm-hmm. through the circuit board. Even the early integrated circuits, 14, 16, 24 pin ICs were placed in holes in the board, and actually a wave soldering machine, it would go over the wave soldering station after the components were placed. And the wave soldering machine was like the waves on the ocean coming in, little tips of solder that would reach up and splash on the board and heat it up and solder it and make good connections mm-hmm. and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to the surface mount technology, and the components are placed on one side of the board. There are no holes in the board, only pads. And these pads are layered with a solder flux paste from another station on the pick-and-place machine that'll put the paste right there where the component goes, and then the pick-and-place puts the component on there. And when all that's assembled, then they go through the reflow oven, and it heats everything up and solders them on there. And, like, take, for instance, our chakra sweep with Dr. Sheely. I used to build those boards by hand and hand solder all the surface mount and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Now I got a company in St. Louis that has pick and place, and they just finished a batch of them for me. And I actually got to see the thing in process working and soldering these boards. And our units have both surface mount technology and through-hole technology. So once it comes out of the surface mount, the pick and place and the reflow, it is a completed circuit board for the surface mount stuff, and then we have through hole parts that go on, and that's another operation. It goes through, and at this time they're doing those by hand. There's so few through hole components on there that they got gals that are lay the components on the board and hand solder them and go through that station. And it's amazing how the technology has moved. And I've followed it all the way back from, like you said, the 1950s, where Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed all that stuff all the way through to the early single-sided circuit boards with through-hole mounted by hand, and through the new through-hole machines that were like the pick-and-place that would actually insert mechanically through the holes and then go through a wave soldering, and all the way through to the surface mount stuff. And we're even going beyond that by putting all these components that we're putting on these boards are all going on the chips, the new microcontrollers.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Lou Cassidy's with us.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lou Cassidy is with us, and we're talking about the good old days back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s. In the electronics world where you could build things. You could build an amplifier. You could build a ham radio transmitter. You could work with antennas. You could learn. You could study. And you could actually fabricate your own devices. We're talking about how we went from vacuum tubes and resistors and capacitors and chokes and sockets and terminal strips and wire to the point where we replaced the vacuum tubes with transistors, but we still had some wire, and then we replaced the wire with printed circuits, and then we had one-level single-sided printed circuit boards, and then we went to multiple layers within a printed circuit board, and now we even have an entire, and I don't know what you'd call it, but if we said that you took all those devices and you make an amplifier, you could actually have that amplifier in one package, except all you needed was a power supply and a heat sink and connections, you know, to your speakers and volume control and that kind of thing. But you could have an entire amplifier in one little blob that was already made, and all you need to do is attach a few leads to it. Isn't that right?
What they're doing now is putting all of those components that were on a circuit board onto one chip. Anywhere from the size of your little finger to your thumbnail to maybe even up to the size of a silver dollar if you squared that off.
Right. And Lou, let me ask you this. This is my understanding, and correct me if I don't have this right. But we started out with computers that were in the very, what we'll call them, like 4 megahertz, 4 million cycles per second, and then 8 megahertz, and then 16, and 25, and 33, and 40, and 50, and 100 megahertz, and 200 megahertz, 333, 500, 700, 800, 900, 1,000 megahertz, which is a gigahertz, and, you know, all the way up to a little over 3 gigahertz for our central processing units today.
Right, 3.8.
And we're having trouble going faster than that. Now, my understanding is that we are limited in electronics by the speed of light, which is the speed of electricity, 186,000 miles per second. So if you want to go faster, if you want a faster computer, you've got to shorten the distances that those electrons have to move. In order to shorten the distances, you have to make the circuit traces closer and closer and closer together. But the closer together they are, the less real estate those circuit traces have to dissipate heat. So we have the problem of how small can we actually make these traces or these wire paths, if you will, within the circuits. And how do we get rid of the heat? Aren't those the two problems that we have? And we've run into a problem where we can't seem to get them to go any closer or any faster because of the heat and our ability to make those distances smaller and the separation between the, we'll call them wires, any smaller?
That's exactly right. The transistors, when they up the speed on these processors, that's where most of the technology and the research went into. And they things closer and closer and closer and closer together, and they printed all of this stuff on one chip. The one chip, say the Intel chip in your current day computer running at 3.8 gigahertz, they not only have to put them closer together, but they have to use lower powered MOS, metal oxide semiconductor technology, CMOS, NMOS, all of those sort of things. To generate less heat, because the heat has to be carried away, and the circuit has to be kept cool enough or these parts will literally burn up. And now on the current Intel chips, or the AMDs, whatever you got in your processor, you got a little chip that's about, 3 inches by 3 inches square with hundreds and hundreds of contact points coming into a socket. If you would take that chip, which has literally millions and millions of transistors on it and components, some capacitors, resistors, diodes, if you would take that chip and make a schematic, a circuit schematic of that chip to make it human readable, you would need a gymnasium to spread the paper out on the floor to be able to human read all the stuff in that one chip.
And I took... Fascinating. I took a CPU apart and I looked at the actual circuitry within that package, which is, you know, like the size of a large postage stamp. That CPU itself is probably about the size of a capital letter O on a typed 8.5 by 11 page.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as producers of the TV show Empire now say actor Jussie Smollett's character in the show will be written out of the final two episodes of this current season. That after Smollett's been accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack on himself that he reported to Chicago police. President Trump tweeting yesterday asking Smollett, "What about the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments?" As the actor had claimed that the two men who attacked him were wearing Make America Great Again hats. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
"The only person to blame in this case is Smollett, and it's another sad example of people so quick to want to attack and come after this president, much like you saw with the Covington kids."
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, it's hot.
Why have got here?
Take my, when you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Lou Cassidy's with us, and we're talking about electronics and describing some of the history from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And Lou, we talked about the integrated circuit and these small packages and how the CPUs are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And so is memory. So what we're doing is we're packing more devices, more capacitors, resistors, diodes, in a smaller and smaller space. And these traces are getting closer and closer together. And I guess now is the time we should talk about an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, and why an electromagnetic pulse can take out these devices whereas that same electromagnetic pulse cannot take out a vacuum tube device, which is, you know, physically much, much larger. Would you care to share any information about that?
Well, the EMP creates a large voltage, an instantaneous spike in voltage, and that is the big enemy of transistors, especially the newer stuff they're using, the CMOS and the MOS-type technology. And these transistors and things they're putting on these circuit boards, to make them closer together and generate less heat, they're making them thinner and thinner and thinner to where they're just, oh, shoot, maybe 10 atoms thick on some of these new transistors and stuff. And a voltage spike will blow a hole right through that, I mean, in no time flat. Even static discharge, you rub in your sweater or something, something like that, will take one of these out, although they do have a diode protection on the input pins. But something like a spike, a massive spike, will just blow holes in all this and, you know, makes junk out of it real quick.
Yeah, I remember when we were manufacturing computers back in the 90s, I would have a wrist strap on, with a static drain wire connected to a ground. So as I walked across the floor, that my clothing wouldn't generate static electricity, even in a minute amount. And if it did, it would be drained off by this. You know, I was on a leash. You know, that's really what it was. I was on a leash. My wrist was, there was like a wristband, like you might get at a hospital. But it had conductivity, and it would, it was attached to a thin wire that was connected to an alligator clip to a ground. And the static would be drained off me so that when I handled memory, memory circuits, central processing units, motherboards, those kinds of things, that I wouldn't blow them just by the static electricity of my body. So the bottom line is that static is an enemy of advanced electronics, and the faster the processor is, the faster the electronics, the smaller the package, the greater the risk of being destroyed by an EMP or static electricity. So
right,
that's it in a nutshell.
Right, and a vacuum tube had space between the components in there in a vacuum, no oxygen, and these components were not semiconductors. They worked on boiling electrons off of a cathode to create an amplification or a switching circuit or something like that, and the tubes being spaced out like that in non-semiconductor are impervious. They, you know, a spike won't hurt those at all.
Mm-hmm. Lou Cassidy, do you have any recommendations for the storage of electronics? Let's say people want to make sure that if there's an EMP that some of their devices may continue working. Do you have a recommendation for a Faraday-type cage for that, or just forget it?
Oh, no. I have all of – I'm a ham radio operator. I have a lot of ham radio gear, and that's one of the things we do as hams, is to protect that stuff in case of an EMP so that if communications goes down and everything's out, we can unpack our communications equipment, throw a wire, an antenna wire over a tree limb, and get up right away. So what I use for the EMP protection are metal ammo cans, and you can buy big ones that, you know, 50 cal comes in and all that with the six turnbuckles, snap-on lids and stuff. I take and I put the equipment in, you know, separate it a little bit from the metal case, a small piece of cardboard or something in there, and you put the radio down in this and put the lid on it. And what I do, I put them in the basement. The basement will also shield somewhat against EMP, so a Faraday cage down in the basement is probably as safe as you're going to get. And I have a lot of radio gear and that kind of stuff, shortwave radios, all kinds of stuff, cached in ammo cans, ammo boxes, bigger ones, down in the basement. And, you know, if the worst should ever come about, you can pull that stuff out. And in fact, we go into multi-layer there, because if we get hit with an EMP and you bring out your emergency equipment, what what happens if they go, well, you know, we'll wait 2 weeks and give you another EMP and you blow out all that stuff. We have another layer of that stuff in more ammo cans down in the basement so that we can go through two or three EMP events and still be able to communicate.
Now, Lou, some people, you're talking about ham gear, and a lot of ham gear that is solid state will run on 12 volts, meaning 13.2 or 13.4 volt lead acid car battery, right? Now, some people may be wondering, well, what about the car battery? Is that going to survive an EMP?
Oh, yeah, it won't hurt a car battery. Car batteries will be impervious to that.
And what's your take on these new automobiles that are rolling off the line right now, these new shiny plastic enhanced vehicles, you know, with plastic bumpers, plastic everywhere, with as many as, well, actually over 100 small processors that are networked on a bus to keep these cars comfortable. So you've got computers for the lighting, computers for the heating and air conditioning system, then you've got computers for the engine control, and then you've got computers to a little computer to, in the gas tank to tell you how much fuel you've got. I mean, all these computers are connected. Now, what about them in regards to an EMP? What would you expect if there were 100 cars on the road in front of you? What would happen? You have a feel for how many of them would still be working, which ones would be working, which ones would be destroyed, or would they all be working?
Well, the ones out in the wide open, if a pulse comes along, it's likely going to take out at least some of the circuitry in there, some of the computers. And even if the main computer is working and the engine runs, which is a maybe, then a lot of the other peripherals that report to this computer are not going to work. And you're going to be running a vehicle at reduced capacity computer-wise and control and sensory-wise, if it runs at all. Is the way I see it.
Okay. Let's talk about antennas, for example. Let's talk about antennas that we don't even think are antennas. For example, so I'm in the studio right now, and I have a set of headphones on. And the headphones are wired. So there's a wire, let's say, it's like 5 feet long. This wire has two conductors. And it has a jack on the end, and it's plugged into a headphone amplifier, which is connected to a microphone mixer, which is connected to a device that takes the signal and sends it off across the internet to Genesis Communications Network. Now, the reason I'm mentioning all this is there are several wires that connect our equipment. For example, let's start with the headphone, that five foot headphone wire. Lou Cassidy, would that, in your world, be considered an antenna that would collect the electromagnetic pulse if there were one? Just that piece of wire that I have as my headphone cable or wire.
Oh, that piece of wire will collect it. A coat hanger will collect it. A fork in your drawer will collect it, depending on the frequency of the pulse and all that stuff. If you have a piece of wire that is resonant to that frequency or some multiple of that frequency, then that will even amplify the effect as being a resonant antenna. And yeah, anything, even the cord plugging it into the wall becomes an antenna. And especially the wiring in your house is an antenna. And even more than that, the wires coming into your house going down the street, now the country road where you're at, all of that's an antenna, and anything plugged in when a pulse hits is going to have a big pulse on it. And you know, if it's computerized, transistorized, it's liable to blow.
Okay, so class, think about this. As you go forward, if you want to protect your equipment, think about what it's plugged into. Okay. Think about the power cords. Your power cords that run from your computer tower, if you want to have one of those, into your receptacle for electricity, that's an antenna. The cable that runs from your monitor to your computer, that's an antenna. The cable that runs from your mouse to your computer, that's an antenna. The wire that runs or cable that runs for your Ethernet to your network switch or your router, that's an antenna. The all of your house wiring, as Lou just said, is an antenna, which is all connected to your circuit panel, which is connected to the grid, which on power poles is a massive antenna. So there's a lot of places for that massive pulse to jump on all these antennas that are connected to you and your devices, or even your cell phone. If you're charging your cell phone, it's connected to the grid, which is connected to through a cable to charge your cell phone. And correct me if I'm wrong, Lou Cassidy, but electricity is lazy. It's looking for the fastest way, shortest way, quickest way to get to ground. Is that right?
The nearest place to complete the circuit in a ground. Well, you know, you can think of this as something we're all familiar with is lightning strikes. And a lightning strike, you know how a lightning strike can get in. It'll come in through your phone line, through your electric lines. If it hits the house, it'll come in through your house wiring. And it's an act of God where that goes. I mean, it can go anywhere. And like you said, the shortest path to ground is what it's looking for.
Lou Cassidy, can we change directions a little bit from what we might have been considering talking about to how can we protect our homes from these large pulses? We'll call them surges. That's what the industry term is. How to protect our homes from surges.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just a quick heads up. I did a search on eBay, and you can buy on DVDs a collection of the popular magazines that Lou Cassidy and I have been talking about for a little less than $10 shipped. So, you know, hundreds of them on a DVD. Now, it's not as convenient as the, you know, the magazine, the paper versions, but yes, you can buy them. For example, Popular Electronics, I'm bringing it up right now, 378 of the magazines for about, well, a little less than $10 shipped. So I'm not saying that I have not seen these. I have not opened them. I don't own them. I don't have any financial gain on this. I don't even know who the seller is. I'm just saying that it looks like it's available, and do your own homework if you're interested in doing the kind of reading that Lou Cassidy and I did years ago. Lou, so for those of us who want to protect our homes, let's say we have computers, let's say we have a microwave oven with a clock, let's say we have a dishwasher that has a computer control, or we have a an oven that has a computer control clock, or we have other computer devices like a television or a DVD player or a Blu-ray player or whatever we have that's computer controlled, even our phone systems in our homes. How can we protect that equipment? What's the easiest, best value way to do it?
Well, of course, the best way is to have it in a Faraday shield, unplugged. But the next best thing would be to have it sitting there on your counter, not plugged in. But if the equipment is plugged in, the only thing you have to depend on then would be some sort of surge protector. And like you have said before, you have a whole house surge protector. You can buy power strips with surge protectors, and most of the power strip type devices have a MOV on there, metal oxide varistor, that is a chemical, mechanical, electrical thing that will absorb a pulse, a spike, and If it's a big enough spike, it'll blow it out first time. If it's smaller spikes, it'll absorb those. And every time that it has a spike, a little bit of it's used up, and it degrades over time. Your whole house device, you know, could help from a lightning hit or an EMP, any of those sort of things. But anything that's plugged in is fair game. I have ham radios that are plugged in and on all the time, and I call those my sacrificial radios because if something happens, those are just automatically blown up and you just replace them with stuff you have cached.
Mm-hmm. And, Lou, there's a... So what you can do, class, is you can get these surge protectors. And on the bottom of them, they have a rating. They'll say LN, LG, NG. That's line to ground, neutral to ground, and so forth. And there'll be a rating in voltage. And it may say 400V, may say 330V. And what that means is the voltage that it will stop that spike at. So, for example, a 400V is not as won't give you as much protection as a 330V. Lou, would you explain that, please?
Well, it rates on the voltage to where the device kicks in. The MOVs, if you buy a MOV to put on a circuit board or a protection circuit on a product, those will be rated at the voltage that they start conducting. Typically on 12, 9, 12, 6-volt appliances or circuits, we'll say a radio circuit or something, if you you will typically use like a 28 to a 50-volt MOV on that to protect the AC power coming in. You would use probably at least 150-volt MOV to where it wouldn't start conducting until the voltage reached 150. From that, it'll try to suppress everything from 150 on up and keep it from getting through.
Mm-hmm.
And is that
the idea? Is,
wow.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, can you imagine? That was pretty fast, Lou Cassidy.
Yeah.
We need to go again and again. So, class, the idea is that you want to stop these surges from coming through. And if you have a lower threshold, that device is going to get beat up more. The surge device will get beat up more. Higher the threshold, it will last longer, but it won't protect as much. That's it in a nutshell. Lou Cassidy, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.